What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking.
What's up, everyone? This is another episode of Next Level Thinking, where we always take it to the next level and inspire you to do great things. As your host, Chris Holmes, as always, but today I have a special guest by the name of
Patrick Moore.
Now, let the audience know a little bit about yourself. I can already see the physique. So, go ahead and tell a little spiel about yourself, though.
All right. So, I grew up here in Houston, Texas. I'm a professional bodybuilder. I wasn't always a bodybuilder. When I grew up, I had a love for basketball. And so, I did that through high school, and college, and I fell into boxing. That was the last thing I was.
I hate to take a hook from you.
Yeah, man, it's all in the ring, all in the ring. So I did that, man, for some years. I loved it. It was amazing because it was one of those sports or something that you put the work into, and you're only gonna get out when you put into it. So once I stopped doing that, I was still in the gym. So working out, being around weights was something that was just kind of like
a normal product. It came like something that you just do on a daily basis.
So it was normal and natural that I would just, stay in the gym, because in transition, it was like, okay, you're not going to box, you're not going to go to the NBA. I was too short for that. So, it's being 5'11", man, it's like, the NBA, dude, you going there, those guys are like
7 6'10".
Point guards that are like 6'4". So, I quickly realized, man, that I wasn't, that wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I stayed in the gym. I was still working out, and I ran into a guy out here on the north side at 24 Hour Fitness, and he was the one that first asked me, was I interested in doing bodybuilding? And he was a big guy. He was a guy that was known, at the gym.
Like, he just comes in, you be like, oh, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, and he had a hat low, man, and he was just, you see him, and you're like, okay, that guy's pretty serious.
Yeah.
And he asked me, man, he was like, have you thought about competing? And people asked me, and at first I didn't even know what that was. I was like, competing, what is that, and why would I do it? And, man, the next thing he convinced me. He just asked me over and over, he would see me. So after him kind of badgering me for about maybe 6-7 months, between that and my fiance, was, I was going to school personal training at the time. So she was like, well, why don't you give it a try? And people keep asking you, so maybe it's something there. So I gave it a shot, man, and I did my first show, and I placed in the top spot. So I was like, okay, this wasn't that bad, getting up there in my underwear,
I know that was probably not the most, because you're like, hold up, okay, I know I'm in shape, but all these guys look at me, usually I'm just in the bathroom, just doing my thing, it's just me too, but now you're my whole judge panel, and you just...
Dude, it's such a different dynamic, because... You think, and they're called posing trunks. So, a lot of people wonder, like, what do you call them?
Yeah.
So it's posing trunks, man. And so doing that and being completely exposed on the stage in front of a bunch of strangers, it can be a little jarring, But once you see that everybody else, like, especially when you're backstage, they're all the same. You have the women backstage, the guys backstage, we're all together, But, different areas. But so you kind of buy into the concept, and then it calms you a little bit. So, then when you go out on stage, of course, you're out there by yourself at first, and then the rest join you later. So anyway, I did that. I did real well, won that show. And then I was in then. I was like,
the momentum just kicked in.
Yeah, so I went back to the gym, and I really started focusing on how to really build my body up. And, I've been lifting, man. Like I said, the first time I picked up a weight with the intention of getting bigger, I was about 17, so... I kept it up. I already had my mind. I wanted to be bigger, and then it was a journey from there, man. It was not a quick thing, I may be gaining 5-6 pounds a year. I mean, ton of food.
Well, you pretty much checked that off the list. Yeah.
And so when people are like, oh, 5 pounds, it's not a lot, but over a period of 10 years, that's 50 pounds of muscle. So that's gonna make you a pretty big human being, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. When it comes to like bodybuilding. Is they think it's just like it's quick and you can take something or do it's magic and that's what makes you huge. That's not all my co-competitors, man, here at the gym. I even have some guys that the gym owner, well, he's a competitor, so it's a lifestyle, man. And when you're around people that do the same thing you do, it makes it easy. So then you just fall into it, man, and it becomes second nature. The gym is working out is what I do every day. So now, I work my way up through the amateur ranks, so made it to the pro ranks, And man, it's, you know, now I'm trying to get the top spot in the world.
Well, it looks like you're pretty much up to it.
Yeah.
And before we go to our next segment, I gotta ask like this. I feel like, especially when it comes to athletes or anybody's in the gym, do you feel like that's like your escape? Like when you get to the gym, like it's almost like home?
It is, man. It's like your quiet time. And you know, it's funny to say it's a quiet time because it's a noisy area, you know, but you put your headphones on and you just zone out. And, you know, if you had a tough day at work, just tough day period with life, you know what I mean? The gym is where you can let that stress out if you have it, because it should be something that you enjoy. You know, so when you work out, people that have done it for a while will tell you, you know, you start working out, those endorphins get going. You actually mentally feel good, you know, doing it. And then, so you do that, and then once you get a diet that's pretty good and your body starts to change, you know, you're in it. But yeah, man, it's definitely a stress reliever. You know, if you got to clear your head, you know, you come in here and you exhaust the body, and then, you know, it's like I said, man, it's your quiet time. If you're an athlete or, you know, bodybuilder, it's your craft. So, you know, you kind of, you know, give it a little bit different respect than your average person who just comes in here and do it because they feel like they should.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, let's see. Card full. Still got the audio going. You want to keep it going with the audio clip? I'll just put it with the clip.
Gotcha.
So, even though we have technical difficulties, I know that audio is still going, but we're going to keep this apart. So, with that said, we're going to go into our next segment where we're going to go a little bit more into like the business details because I feel like a lot of people don't know the full in depth. So stay tuned for that, and we'll actually have your video going.
Sounds good.
What's up, everyone? We're back for the second segment. This time, we're going to go a little bit more into the business side of it because I'm pretty sure we have like our own kind of idea, but we don't really have a true understanding of what really goes on, you know, behind the scenes. Gotcha.
So, like I said, man, you know, I went to school of personal training, right? So that's what kind of started me being into the fitness industry. You know, so with that, of course, you're going to meet different people, you know, whether it's your clients or you go to fitness expos or, you know, just whatever.
I didn't even know they had fitness expos.
Oh, yeah, man. They just had a big one at George R. Brown. It's an American Fitness Expo. I'm so mad
because now that you mentioned that. I saw like pictures on Instagram. Yeah. I was like, ah.
So, but you know, you pick which ones you go to, man, and because some of them are great, some of them aren't. And so, you know, if you go attend things like that, then you make different connections with people. So, that's the business side of it, you know, traveling, going to expos, because you do that. You know, so being a bodybuilder, if you compete and you win shows, right, obviously you're gonna get some attention, and you know, eyes will be on you. Like, okay, what's he gonna do next? What else is he doing? You know, so. You know, personal training, okay, that's one thing. So I do online coaching. So whether it's, you know, for competitors, bodybuilders, or just your general person that wants to get in shape or lose weight, you know, because it's all the same thing. I tell people, everybody that comes in the gym is a bodybuilder. It's just how extreme, you know, you want to go.
Like you put your mind to what level
you want to go to. So if you're just one person, our whole goal as a bodybuilder is to build muscle and drop fat. And that's not an easy thing to do, you know. The whole
easy said but not easy done.
And that's what people, because you know it requires tweaking food and tweaking your diet,
and that's one thing that a lot of people don't want to hear. I gotta give up this. Yeah. I gotta slow down.
Dude, well, you tell somebody you can't have Reese's, you can't have pizza, you know, like, you can't drink, and they're like, so no more happy hour? No more happy hour. Happy hour is a gym. You know, so but you keep balance, you know, so you can have your cheat meals and your cheat days where you know, are able to keep going because you want to make it a lifestyle. So it's not something that you do temporary. A lot of people will do that. Oh, I just want to get in shape for the summer. Okay, well, if you stop after the summer's over, then you'll be right back in January saying, I want to get back right for spring.
The cycle just keeps
and
going.
And then it's a cycle. Yeah, so, you know, if you make it a balance and week to week, you know, you just set your goals to be better, your body will change. So, you know, as a bodybuilder, we just focus more in on it year round, because even then when we're not competing, they have shows all over the world, you know. So the professional ranks, of course, there's less shows because it's just like anything else, you know, at NFL, NBA, you get to professional ranks, you know, there's only so few athletes that make it there out of the whole world and everybody who plays basketball or football. So you compete, man, you go to the shows, and what happens is you might land a sponsor, which I did with Labrada Nutrition. So they're based out of Texas. you know, and the CEO of that company, Legal Broder, he's an ex bodybuilder. He's a pro bodybuilder. And he's in his 50s in amazing shape, you know what I mean? And
kind of reminds me of Vince McMahon.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, and that's how it is, and it's crazy because he's in way better shape than Vince McMahon. Dude, you see him, it's crazy because you're like, man, you know, but then it makes you realize that, you know, age is just a number. Like, he looks phenomenal. So I landed a sponsorship with them that ultimately ended up turning into an endorsement, you know, based on me doing well in bodybuilding. And, you know, because I go to shows and I go to the expos and I represent the company, and you represent them in a positive light, right? So then people are kind of drawn to you. And then when they're drawn to you, then you can probably expand your own brand. So me, how can I get in shape like you? Okay, well, I do online coaching. So okay. Here you go. And then, so you do that, right? And once you start getting some momentum there and, you know, you're making some money, so on and so forth, you start seeing, okay, well, what else can I advance in my life?
What's the next big move?
You know, yeah, what's the next big move? So for bodybuilders, what's the next big show? You win a big show, then you reach a bigger audience. So doing bodybuilding is like...
It's like you're rising your expectations. Yeah. Like, okay, you're here. What's next? Like,
what's next? Yeah, okay. That's how it goes. It's like, man, you're an amateur, right? Everyone's an amateur when they start. And then you win a local or regional show, and then you qualify to go to a national show. Once you go to a national show, those are all the winners from the regional show. So, of course, it's tougher, you know, more competition. You win a national show, you get to turn pro, and you go into the pro ranks. And then, of course, it's even more competitive there. And then when you're a pro, you're trying to get to Miss Olympia. So the Miss Olympia is the most prestigious award you can win in bodybuilding. It's the best bodybuilder on the planet because it's International Federation of Bodybuilders. So it's not just the USA, it's everywhere, the whole world. Yeah, so all these guys, the best of the best of the best, come in for one show. And so you win that, you're the king. You know what I mean? And
we're
so that's it. Yeah, man, you get the crown, you get the big, huge trophy, you get the big check. And then everything that you do from then on just generates revenue.
Out of nowhere.
That's what it is. They come in and they, hey, can we sponsor you with this? You get a food sponsor. You know, you get a sponsor that may pay for your travel, for your clothing.
You're basically not paying for anything.
Basically, yeah. And that's what you work for. You work to be able to just work out, eat, and sleep. And then, but I mean, like I said, you still have to do other things. So, you know, the current champion, he has clothing line. He just developed an app. So, you know, all these different things, man, you have to be able to explore different options. So it's definitely a big business side of it. You just have to be able to get out there and network and put yourself out there as someone that just doesn't lift weights, because that's not all we do. I mean, this is lifting. I mean, you're in the gym an hour and 20 minutes. That's it.
That's so much more.
It's a small part of it. Yeah, so it's easy to get in the gym. So then after that, you have to eat right. And then after that, you have to wake up and do your day-to-day. For me, it's personal training. And then on top of that, I have to cook my food. So, you know, then I have my relationship. So I have to focus on balance. You know, my fiance, she has to get her time too. So, you know, you have to be a person that's able to work hard and balance your life, because that's just how it is.
You got to make the future wife happy.
You got to, yes. Dude, happy wife, happy life, man. Because when my girl's not happy, everything, bro. Yeah, dude, the workouts aren't the same, because she's like at your neck. And, you know, you got to create that balance,
a little
man.
Bit of humor in there.
Yeah.
So with that, that's a tremendous amount of information. That, and I was taking notes on the like, oh, man, you even know that. All right, so we're about to go into the next segment, go a little bit more inspiration. I guarantee you already have inspiration now, but now we're about to go even more in depth than that. So now we're on to the next segment. Welcome back. This is the last little segment, and this time I'm going to focus a little bit more on inspiration, you know, all about, you know, next level thinking, taking to that next level. But who are, like, the... I guess top people you look up to when it comes to everything that you do in your daily life?
So, you know, for me, I always try to look at the guys who have done what I'm looking to do. And, you know, you want to try to take it a step further. So, you know, just like next level. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, you know, I started the first book I ever picked up, you know, with bodybuilding anyway, was Educational Bodybuilder. You know, so Arnold Schwarzenegger, that was his book. And
he actually had an interesting story.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, he came from Austria. I mean, this guy wasn't even from, you know, the United States. Exactly. So he came over, you know, his family, military. And, you know, he you got to think, this guy came over here with no family, no background, anything, man, and actually created, you know, a whole sport almost, if you will, because he kind of brought it to the forefront, you know. So when Arnold came over, you know, and he you know, did bodybuilding, right? And that's what he's known for. Then the next thing you know, he was Conan. And then the next thing you know, he was, you know, Terminator. And then he was Predator. You know, and he and did all
this. Fun and saying, I'll be back.
I'll be back. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what he did, man. It's almost like this guy came over here from nothing and developed, you know, an amazing lifestyle. You know, bodybuilding, then he went to acting. You know, then he even managed to make the governor.
That's like at that point. Yeah. It's like when you see people do things like that, it's like, I have no excuse.
Yeah, man. You know, so his book, man, he, you know, and in that book, he was talking about, you know, his family and his background. And when he came over here, he met with Joe and Ben Weider. They actually created the International Federation of Bodybuilders.
Oh, man.
And, you know, so he was under his wing, man, and he grew to be, you know, an icon in the sport. And then once he came, you know, everybody else was like, okay, you know, they started paying attention to bodybuilding because he was in movies.
The brand. And,
yeah,
he like branded he brought himself. Attention to it.
Yeah, so, you know, I followed his exercises because I was just starting to work out. You know, like I said, I was young. And you just look to, you know, who was doing it. And he even had a movie, Pumping Iron. And, you know, they revamped that and made Generation Iron and Generation Iron 2. And Generation Iron had the modern-day bodybuilders, you know. So in Generation Iron, they had Phil Heath. So he's the current Miss Olympia, 7 years champ in a row.
Seven times.
It's crazy, man. You know, his physique is next level. I mean, he was a Division I basketball player.
Was winning 7 times.
Yeah, man. And you know, he loved basketball. I love basketball. And so, you know, he did the same thing, man. He got into the sport, you know, after college. And, you know, he did real well. He started to rise to the top pretty quick. And, you know, in the process of doing that, you know, he did, you know, workout videos. Well, you know, you can follow his workout videos. But he, you know, he landed a supplement deal. And then he won shows. And then he started doing other business ventures. He had DVDs he released that were movies that tracked his journey. He has a clothing brand, you know, and just business, you know. So he's probably number one because he's done it. He's done something that the guys before him didn't do. And, you know, when you're able to take it to the next level, man, and do other things, then that's, you know, that's the most inspiring thing, period.
And then making the unseen actually possible in reality.
And that's what it is, man, because, you know, you have to surround yourself with people that are like-minded, that are doing, you know, what you want to do or have done it. So for him, it was Jay Cutler. He was the Miss Olympia before him. And, you know, he was champ for 4 years. So there's only been two other guys that have been, you know, 8 years champ, and that's Ronnie Coleman and Lee Haney. So Phil Heath will probably win 8 this year, this September at the Miss Olympia. Then that's like Super Bowl of bodybuilding. So, you know, he's, like I said, he developed an app. So he's done all these different things, and because they're ideas that I've had too. So he's going to be number one inspiration, man, because he was a guy that came from a basketball background. You know, no experience in bodybuilding. He just had a decent physique. And
he's like, going all in.
Yeah, going all in. Once he did a show, he got bit by the bug. And then the next thing you know, you know, he's the top guy in the world. So, you know, it's super inspiring, man. So everything he does, you know, I'm watching and I'm looking at it and I'm trying to mimic that. So then when I'm able to do that, then I can look and say, okay, now I've done that, so what's next?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that those people, those guys, man, are the most inspiring because they've taken one thing and developed multiple, you know, avenues to be successful. It wasn't just lifting. So, you know, that's what it is for me.
And you hit on something very important too. It's like, even though like you're growing, always stay open-minded to like different things, because like you never know how much further you can go if you just like venture out to the unknown.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, I don't know, like I took that leap.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I'm glad I took that leap now because I didn't know I could do that first.
Exactly.
And it paid off.
Yeah, and that's what it was, man. It was me getting on stage, you know, and I wasn't sure about it. I'm like, I can't do bodybuilding. Those guys are huge. Like, look at that. So it took me actually going out on a limb and doing it.
Things.
Yeah, and then see it and then have those guys tell me, hey, you're going to be great. Like, man, you know, we can see it coming. And then, you know, here we are a few years later, those same guys, I see them, and they're pro guys. And they're like, I told you.
Yeah.
Like, remember I told you backstage at your first show, this guy Frank Roberson, he's a pro bodybuilder, and he told me, he pulled me to the side, and he said, man, you're going to be great. You know, you're going to do some amazing things, just watch and see. And, you know, that's what it was, man. And so now that I'm, you know, mastering bodybuilding, my eyes are on what can I do after the sport, because I'm not always going to have this body. you know, I can push it as long as I can, but at the end of the day, what's left is your mind. Yeah, man, so you got to think, what can I do after the sport is over? I'm never going to stop lifting. You know, as long as I'm not injured, I can keep lifting, I'm going to keep doing it. But after that, you have to think, okay, so what can I do? And you don't want to wait until you're done with the sport.
You want to figure that out now.
Yeah, you want to figure that out now. So while you're active, while the iron is hot, while you're up and coming, you have to look to those other avenues as to what I'm going to do when the sport's over. And that's how you leave a legacy, man, with building a brand and, you know, what people remember you by, you know?
Drop mic.
Drop mic, that's it, you know?
So with all that great information, where can they find you on the social platforms, website and all that, so they can stay in contact with you?
So, man, you can. I'm on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm not as active on Facebook as I should be, but on Facebook it's just Patrick Moore. On Instagram it's Patrick T. Moore, T in the middle, Tom, the T as in Tom. So I'm most active on Instagram, and you know, you can reach me by email, patricktmoore84@gmail.com. That's where you can probably reach me about training questions. I give out information for free. So if you have any questions, general fitness or whatnot, don't be afraid to reach out, or, you know, like I said, give me a follow. I put all my videos, my workouts and stuff on YouTube. Just type in Patrick Moore Bodybuilder. It'll probably pop up right at the top. Just click on my page and subscribe, and you'll see all the videos that I've done, different workouts, stuff like that. Talk about food and nutrition. So, you know, all those avenues, it's pretty easy to reach.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for the tremendous amount of information, a lot of value out of that. And don't just sleep on this. Like, you know, take that and take action, because that's what I'm doing with these podcasts. You know, so like making you see a relatable story so you can actually see it coming into your future.
Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and close this out. It's your host, Chris Soames, with Next Level Thinking, and my special guest,
Patrick Moore.
Take it to the next level. Peace.
Peace. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.